ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 5 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद बलराम टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। संकर्षण कारण तोषशायी गर्भोदशायी च पयोदिशायी शेषश्च यस्यां सकलास नित्या नान्धक्य राम शरणं ममास्तु। संकर्षण कारण तो यशायी गर्भोदशायी च पयोदिशायी शेषश्च यस्यां सकलास नित्या नन्दाख्य राम शरणं ममास्तु। संकर्षणः कारणतो यशायि गर्भोदशायि च पयोदिशायि शेषश्च यस्यां सकलास नित्या नन्दाख्य राम शरणं ममास्तु। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Shesha, Nag and the Vishnu who lie on the Karan ocean, Garbha ocean and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Purport. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the 7th of the first 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Balaram Gosai Mula Sankarshan Pancharupa Dharikaran Krishna Rasevan Apane Karana Krishna Lila Rasahai Srishti Lila Kare Kare Dhari Charikai. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. He assumes 5 other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And he does the work of creation in 4 other forms. Srishti adhika seva tandra agyara palan. Shesharupe kare krishna ra vivida sevan. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation. And in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. Sarvarupe asvadaye krishna sevanan. Sai balaram gaura sangya nityanan. सप्तम श्लोकेर अर्थ करिचारी श्लोके याते नित्यानंद तत्व जाने सर्वलोके। इन ऑल द फॉर्म्स ही टेस्ट द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस ऑफ सर्विंग कृष्णा। दैट सेम बलराम इज लॉर्ड नित्यानंद द कंपेनियन ऑफ लॉर्ड गौर सुंदर। आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड द 7th वर्स इन 4 सबसिक्वेंट वर्सेस। बाय दीज वर्सेस ऑल द वर्ल्ड कैन नो द ट्रुथ अबाउट लॉर्ड नित्यानंद। One more purport. According to expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple form, is also the original Sankarshan, Balaram. The first expansion of Krishna expands himself in 5 forms. Mahasankarshan, Karanadishayi, Garbhodashayi, Kirudakashayi and Shesha. These 5 plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestation. In these 5 forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. The first 4 of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestations. Whereas Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananta or unlimited because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Shri Balaram is the servitor of Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of the existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sa Hare Krishna. Recently one devotee, he saw one of his old acquaintance or friend coming to Radha Gopinath temple. Gaur Gopal Prabhu was cultivating him. After seeing him, he was shocked. He said, how is that this person is coming to the temple? It is unbelievable. It doesn't make any sense. How could he ever come to the temple and take up to Krishna consciousness? And we were discussing, why should we be surprised about that person coming to the temple? We should be surprised that we are practicing devotional service. Because the process of Krishna consciousness, especially as practiced in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, Vyasadeva explains, this process is meant for the Nirmatsaranam, those who are non-envious. And because it is the process of the non-envious, therefore Srimad Bhagavatam from very beginning kicks out all the Kaitava religion, the pretentious religious principle. And because from very beginning Bhagavatam establishes the qualification to practice devotional service, therefore this whole process by its nature becomes very, very confidential and very chosen and very private. For only meant for very few people. Only those who have the nature or those who are from the spiritual realm of Vrindavan, only they can practice. Like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing that drama, he was acting as Lakshmi. And Mahaprabhu said, only those who are self-controlled, who are freed from all kinds of anartha, only they can watch this drama. And Advaita Acharya was the first one to walk out. He said, I am not qualified. I am not self-controlled. And when Advaita Acharya said that, everybody started following. We are not controlled. We are not qualified to watch. So that is the nature of this pure devotional service. It's a very, very private affair. We see in the Jewish religious texts, they present their God that they are the chosen people. And if they are the chosen people, their God has to be really private, not meant for everybody. There is no question of preaching the message because you have to be born in that family. They are the real chosen. But that same principle, that same devotional service, that same private affair, not practiced, it is the very nature of the devotees in the spiritual world. That is their culture, that is their very nature, which is practiced in the spiritual realm of Golok Vrindavan. And then when it comes to this mundane world, by its own accord, by the by the compassion of the Lord, that same Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that private affair, they make it very publicly available. Therefore, Lord Nityananda's great compassion is that which is very, very private, meant for only few people, he is distributing the same mercy which is presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam in a very, very munificent way, very publicly. Something very rare commodity which is sold in very, very special shops, if it is made available everywhere without paying any price, what does it do? It does not decrease the value of the commodity. Usually when there is a good quality commodity, the quantity is always less. They are manufactured in less quantity. Only if you have the ability and qualification, you can buy it. Just like there are few cars are coming to Bombay. They cost few crores of rupees. And they are tailor made. And not everybody can buy it. Because they cost much. 5 crore, 10 crores. Only few people can have it. That is the nature of valuable commodity. And love of God is much greater valuable. So therefore, naturally, it is the commodity meant for only few people. In the Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami explains to Parikshit Maharaj, when Parikshit Maharaj was a little despondent after hearing the dynasty of Priyavrat, how great personalities appeared in the family of Priyavrat. Lord himself appeared. He empowered. And then Parikshit Maharaj became a little despondent. He felt, what a great dynasty. The Lord himself came to their family. And seeing the despondency of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, you know, he could recognize there is a despondence in the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. And he glorified the Pandavas. He said, my dear Parikshit, why you have to worry? Your family is so great. The Lord, he appeared in your family as a messenger. He became your postman. He became your guard. He became your friend. He was driving the chariot of your grandfather. He said, Lord does not award bhakti so easily, even though he awards mukti very easily. And such a Lord has come to your family as a messenger. Just see your good fortune. So it makes it very clear that bhakti or devotional service is extremely rare. But Nityananda Prabhu, when he comes to this mundane world, that very, very private commodity, when he offers it, the value of the commodity does not decrease. But rather, the giver, the glory of giver becomes magnificent. Therefore, in the story of Jagai Madai, when Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw Jagai Madai, he became very attracted. Another psychology of human beings, all conditioned souls are, wherever we see some upcoming stars, some greatness, the spark of greatness, we are attracted to that. We see in the schools, yesterday we were discussing this. If someone is very intelligent from early childhood, the teacher immediately is attracted to that child. Oh, here is the one who could make my name famous. If I train this child very nicely and make him something very big, then my name will also spread. Even the tutorials, brilliant tutorials, their name suggests that we only choose the best people. Similarly, those who want to go to IIT, not anybody can go to IIT. You have to be really best. And such best people are trained. That is the human psychology, to see the good and try to train that good and make it best. If love of God was also like that, the mercy was also like that, none of us would be sitting here. And therefore, I would quote Maharaj many times because he is supposed to speak Lord Nityananda's glories. We have heard many classes. One time he was mentioning, but what is the psychology of Nityananda Prabhu? The psychology of Nityananda Prabhu is exactly opposite of the conditioned souls of this world. The psychology of Nityananda Prabhu is to see and be attracted by the most insignificant and most unqualified people. As we see qualified people and be attracted, similarly Nityananda Prabhu, by seeing the most unqualified people, he runs to them. And he feels great satisfaction. Here is one who is useless by all estimation. He is not made for any religious practice. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. What to speak of love of God? In fact, he is not even a human being. Less than animal. And then Lord Nityananda, his psychology is that wherever there is most fallen people are accumulated, he goes there. And because that is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, we see that the spreading of love of God had become very easy. And therefore when Lord Nityananda saw Jagai Madai, contrary to his master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Lord Chaitanya would see Jagai Madai, it's not that Lord Chaitanya had not seen Jagai Madai, he had seen them. In fact, there was an encounter with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Jagai Madai, they told Lord Chaitanya, they said, hey, you sing, hey Nimai Pandit, you sing the song of Chandidas very nicely. We are very happy with you. And Mahaprabhu felt disgusted because they were drunk. And Lord Chaitanya walked away from them without talking to them. It was natural even for Mahaprabhu. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to exhibit his compassion, his very compassion is Nityananda Prabhu. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw Jagai Madai, he did not walk away from them. Rather, Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, these are the two people who are the most qualified people to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherein Mahaprabhu had rejected them. And then twice Nityananda Prabhu tried. And then second time when he tried, you know, I remember Gaur Gopal Prabhu was mentioning, there is a difference between Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda and Balaram. When Lord Balaram came, whom was he encountering with? He was encountering with Romaharshana Sutta, a refined speaker of the Puranas. And he knew the finer arts of the etiquette. Usually when the speaker is giving talk in the presence of big assembly, and if someone walks in, the normal rule is that a speaker does not have to get up and acknowledge the presence of someone coming inside the assembly of the devotees. So he was practicing that normal culture. Of course, he forgot that Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he did not practice that simple etiquette of not acknowledging the presence of Lord Balaram, that is actual, there was nothing wrong in Balaram killing Romaharshana Sutta. That is how the Dharma Shastras are established. Little flaw in your behavior, the reaction is that you'll be killed. The reaction is that you'll be sent to hellish planet. We read in the Manu Samhita, in the Mahabharata, even little sin. The Shastras explain when Arjuna, when he took that vow of killing Jayadrath, he says, if I don't kill Jayadrath before sun sets, he talks about all the etiquettes. And all these etiquettes are very simple, which we are breaking every moment. We are not practicing those etiquettes. But by breaking those etiquettes, in the Vedic culture, the reaction was so great. Taking bath, if you are not taking bath with proper cloth, Arjuna mentions that, it gives you hellish planet. Cutting your nails in the wrong time, it gives you hellish planet. That is how Dharma Shastras are established. Very, very strict in the reaction. So therefore, in one sense, when Lord Balaram, you know, by a touch of that Kusha grass, when he killed Romaharshana Sutta, from the Shastric point of view, there was nothing wrong. That is a reaction for one who disrespects the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was getting his due. Romaharshana Sutta. And that same Balaram, whose psychology is to immediately rectify the mistakes. No forgiveness. Forgiveness is only with his mace or with his hand or with his his plow. But that same Balaram, no change, when he comes in this age of Kali, his attitude is completely changed. Nityanand Prabhu is not an incarnation of Balaram. Nityanand Prabhu is Balaram. But when Nithai comes to this mundane world, in this age of Kali, his attitude is completely changed. Who is Romaharshana-suta? What is there? What was his character? Eventually, Romaharshana-suta's son, Suta Goswami, became the speaker of Bhagavat. You can't have someone speaking Srimad Bhagavat unless he has the background being born in a very great family. Therefore, Suta Goswami was chosen to speak. But still, his father made some small mistake and Balaram finished him off. But Jagai Madai, you know, what was their character? When we actually carefully study this whole pastime, the Jagai Madai is perform all kinds of sinful activities. Prabhupada explained yesterday, we were discussing Varaha's appearance. Lord Vishnu allows demons to perform all kinds of magical feats. They are allowed to exhibit their power of wealth. They are allowed to exhibit the power of their, you know, extraordinary feats. And they are allowed to exhibit their great fame. These three things are allowed by the Lord for the demons to exhibit. And when the demons exhibit this great power, one may say, "Whoa, so great." But then when the Lord has to punish them, like Varada, when he punished Hiranyaksha, Sukadeva Goswami explains to Parikshit Maharaj, the Lord was Udasin. Udasin means he was not even bothered. He was not even paying attention. When you are fighting with an enemy, you have to be really attentive. When Arjuna was fighting with Karna, he could not sleep. 24 hours he was focusing, you know, making a strategy how to kill Karna. Because he was his fierce enemy. But here Lord Varadeva was fighting with Hiranyaksha, who was such a powerful enemy. But Lord was so neutral, Udasin. He was so indifferent. Just gave a slap. Sukadeva Goswami explains that Lord Varadeva, Kankanije, you know, underneath the root of Hiranyaksha, he slapped him and he was dead. He was gone. So the Lord allowed Hiranyaksha to exhibit great power and then he gave a small slap and he was dead. So Jagai Madai also, they exhibited such a power. They acted so violently against everyone. Raping women, killing old people. They did not feel slight hesitation. There was no compassion. Absolutely no compassion. They didn't feel anything. In fact, they took greater pleasure in killing people. Raping, murdering, you know, giving so much of pain, took pleasure in that, drinking wine. Just imagine 500 years ago, now also in civilized family, you know, if someone is drinking wine, people try to keep it very, very secret. They don't want others to know about this. Of course, not so much in the so-called modern civilized society. They take pleasure in you know, drinking. Like one time Maharaj was mentioning, he had gone for one program at one place. And the people were very pious. Their altar was very good. Very nice altar. And some other, you know, when the altar was moved, it was a moving altar. When the altar was moved, behind the altar there was a case of all foreign liquors. So he was hiding behind the altar to say, just see, I'm so nice. But when the altar was moved, they found he was exposed with lots of all foreign liquors. So Jagai Madai were born in Brahmin family. Just imagine 500 years ago drinking wine for a person born in a Brahmin family was not normal. It was completely abnormal. But still Jagai Madai were so explosive in their nasty activities, they would take great pleasure in doing that. And that same Balaram, when he saw that, he could have killed them immediately. But rather than that, his heart became so overflown with the love of God, he said, these are the people. These are the people, those who need the mercy of the Lord. And therefore, Lord Nithai approaches them and begs from them, as Lochandas Thakur explains, the way Lord Nityananda gives compassion to others is not accepting the superior position. Rather, he goes as a beggar and he begs them that please receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the contrary nature. That with that same grass, Lord Balaram killed Romarshan Suta. Now he has that grass. He is holding that grass, but not to kill. But he is holding that grass in between his teeth and begging, Dante Trune Dhori. And then he is rolling in the dust and begging people to accept the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So therefore, in his childhood, we see when Lord Nityananda Prabhu was growing in the house of Padmavati and Adai Pandit, Oja. What a pleasure he was offering to his parents. We were just listening to the lecture of Maharaj, Radhanand Maharaj. And he was explaining the childhood pastimes of Nithai. So many wonderful pastimes he was performing. We see sometimes devotee children, you know, they will act as Hanumanji, they will act as Bhim, and suddenly they will act as Superman also. There is a change of role. They will act as devotees, but they will also act as some karmi heroes. Or sometime when the parents bring their children to devotees, chant Hare Krishna, but he will not chant Hare Krishna. He will chant something else to embarrass the parents. But Nityananda Prabhu, from his very childhood, he would perform these beautiful pastimes of all the incarnations. The incarnation of Narsingha, Varaha, but especially the incarnation of Lord Ramachandra. And 24 hours, no change. From being Lakshman, he would not become somebody else. He would act as Lakshman only. He would act as Balaram only. All the time. And when the neighbors would ask Nithai, where did you learn these pastimes? Where did you know these stories? You never read the books. You are so small. And Nithai, very casually, in a very indifferent mood, he would say, these are all my pastimes. And nobody could understand. Brindavan Das Thakur explains, nobody could understand because they were covered by Nityananda Prabhu's yoga maya potency. Just imagine Jagai, the Padmavati and Adai Pandit, by seeing Nityananda Prabhu's activities, they are so mesmerized. They are so attracted to Nityananda Prabhu. It is explained by Brindavan Das Thakur, if Nithai would be absent, even with one blink of their eyes, their heart would sink. They would almost faint. That was the power of their love. Just by blinking of their eyes, if they would not find Nityananda Prabhu, they would go mad and wild. They would run around here and there within that moment. One cannot imagine how is it possible that your eyes is blinking and you are running around and you know you can do that. Like in the Mahabharata, it is explained that when Arjuna would shoot his arrows, before his arrows would reach the target, his chariot would be ahead of his arrows. Inconceivable. So similarly, Nityananda Prabhu's parents were like that. Before, when their eyes would blink, and if they would not see Nityananda Prabhu, they would be so frantic. And then, he was performing these pastimes when Lord Nithai became 12 years old. He made a humkar. He roared loudly. Because he realized that Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had appeared in Navadip. And therefore he roared loudly. And nobody could understand why Nithai is roaring like that. Only Nithai knew that Mahaprabhu has appeared. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, by his own sweet will, he made one saintly person appear in Ekachakragaram. Some say he was Shankararanya, who is Vishwarup. Some say he was Madhvendra Puri. But Chaitanya Bhagavat says some sadhu came to the house of Adai Pandit and Padmavati. And he stayed there for a few days. And the custom is, when a sadhu comes, the householders, they make their son as the servant of the sadhu. The son has to take care. So Nityananda was taking care of this sadhu every day, serving him. And one day this sadhu decided that I have to leave this place and go to some other place, go to all the holy places. And he wanted a servant, he wanted an assistant. Then he approached Adai Pandit and then he said, I have one desire, can you fulfill my desire? And Adai Pandit said, yes, whatever you want, I'm willing to offer you. And this sannyasi said, I do not have an assistant. A sannyasi needs to travel with an assistant, so I need your son as my assistant. Please offer me your son as my assistant. Now, the parents of Nityanand Prabhu never expected that Nitai would walk out of the house. It was never expected. But in the case of Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya, there was some indication. From very beginning, Lord Chaitanya started exhibiting these indications. When Shivas Thakur's son died, and Shivas Thakur exhibited his great affection for Lord Chaitanya. Even though his son was dead, Shivas Thakur said, let the kirtan continue. Nobody should inform Mahaprabhu about the departure of my son. If anyone informs about the departure of my son, and if the kirtan stops, I will drown in the Ganga. The kirtan went for 7 hours, even after the departure of Shivas Thakur's son. And Mahaprabhu felt some kind of pain in his heart. He was not feeling the same ecstasy. He stopped the kirtan. He said, why? Why am I not feeling the same ecstasy? Is there any wrong happened in this house? And Shivas Thakur said, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, he said, my dear Lord, when you are dancing, what inauspicious can happen? Your kirtan is all auspicious. There can be no inauspicious in your kirtan. But suddenly Mahaprabhu came to know that Shivas Thakur's son has died. And when Lord Chaitanya came to know the power of Shivas Thakur's conviction and not willing to exhibit his natural affection for his son, Mahaprabhu gave that first indication of his sannyas. He said, how in the world I could live without the association of such devotees? How is it possible? And all the devotees are shocked. Why Mahaprabhu is talking like this? What does he indicate? That was the first indication. And when Nityanand Prabhu spoke to Lord Chaitanya spoke to Nityanand Prabhu, very slowly this news started hitting Mother Sachi. She came to know about this. She started feeling, just like sometime when the brahmacharis, the boys want to join brahmacharya ashram, the parents start getting the hint. He's spending more time in the temple. You know, he's associating more with the brahmacharis. He starts coming more to the Mangalarti, like Radesh Lal Prabhu was giving that hint. When he was coming every day to Mangalarti, we are getting that hint that he's going to do something like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was about to take sannyas, the hint was there to Mother Sachi. And the hint was there to Vishnu Priya was also. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a lot of instruction to Mother Sachi about the relationship in this world. He was preparing Mother Sachi for the sannyas. But on the other hand, when Lord Nitai was walking out of his house, it was totally unpredictable. Nobody predicted about it. He was still 12 or 14 years old boy. And it was so sudden that this sannyasi told, I need an assistant. And Adai Pandit, he was shocked. That news for Adai Pandit was as if somebody was pulling out his life air from his existence. He could not express his shock also. Sometime when there is a big shock, one cannot even express it because the shock is so great. Just like if you get hurt, if you break your head, suddenly if it is a big wound, it does not down to the person that he is hurt. Or somebody loses his hand on the battlefield. You know, he's still moving his hand. The subtle hand is still moving because he does not experience the pain immediately. So similarly, Adai Pandit, that news was so shocking. It was unimaginable. And he asked Mother Padmavati, you know, this sannyas is asking our very life. And Padmavati said, whatever you decide, you are my husband, you are my master, And then Adai Pandit started thinking about Vishwamitra coming to the house of Dasharatha Maharaj, asking for Ram and Lakshman. And then he realized that I have taken this vow of offering my son. Just imagine, for Adai Pandit it was very life and soul, but still he offered his son to this sannyasi. And amazingly, Nityanand Prabhu was as ecstatic as he was staying in his house. Without even saying, taking leave from his parents, with great bliss, Nitya started walking with the sannyasi. And this description in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in one sense, more painful than Lord Chaitanya Sannyas. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Sannyas, it is very painful in the beginning, but the culmination of that pastime is again the union of Mother Sachi and Nimai Pandit. There is again union. Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas, he comes back in the house of Advaita Acharya, and there is a great festival. Sachi Mata could see Nimai Pandit in his beautiful sannyas form. And in fact, Nimai Pandit offered, Lord Chaitanya offered Sachi Mata, that I have done this out of madness, I can stay here. You are everything for me, I can continue to stay in this place. Sachi Mata said, No, you go and stay in Jagannath Puri. She knew where Lord Chaitanya is going to stay. She would hear regular news about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu again came back to meet Sachi Mata. And Mahaprabhu would send some representative to tell about himself to Mother Sachi, so that she could breathe. But with Nitai's parents, when Nitai walked out of his house, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that for some time, Adai Pandit maintained his life with anticipation of, seeing Nitai again. He would see the sky, the rising sun, and then suddenly would see Nitai, and he would scream out, and he would call out, "There is Nitai!" And then he would realize that Nitai is not there. For a few days, he could maintain his life, and he left his body. Padmavati left her body. In fact, the whole town of Ekachakragram, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, became like a ghostly haunted town. Everybody left that town. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, when Jiva Goswami came to Ekachakragram, he saw that the whole village was still, when Jiva Goswami came after many years, still it was a ghostly haunted town. There was only one old man who actually took around Jiva Goswami to the holy place of Nityananda Prabhu. So that was the impact of Nityananda Prabhu's separation. But he had to do it. Why? Because he used his chosen people, his parents. They are naturally chosen. But still, he used those chosen people to give that love of Godhead to everybody. And he had to leave that place. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, Lord Nityananda Prabhu left that place and he wandered around the whole entire country of India and ultimately came to Vrindavan. And then he was simply praying in Vrindavan for Lord Chaitanya to exhibit his great compassion. He was praying that, "When will you start your Sankirtan mission so that I can come and take part in your Sankirtan mission?" So Nityananda Prabhu, another lecture, Radhananda Maharaj is explaining on Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, and especially his pastimes with Jagai Madai, is so powerful that nobody can give any excuse not to practice devotional service. Such a powerful statement. He said, "We have no excuse not to practice devotional service." By using Jagai Madai, Lord Nitai is showing that whatever you are, whoever you are, you can get the highest mercy of the Lord. And therefore, in the Vaishnava circle, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, what is the most important thing? We see sometime, so-called devotees, one devotee mentioned that it is a curse for such people, it's a curse for such people that they are devotees. At least they are so-called devotees. Their whole life's goal, it is so amazing, that they are simply finding faults with those devotees who have dedicated their life in spreading the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. It is quite amazing that their whole life is centered around to finding faults. But on the other hand, Nityananda Prabhu, who could be more sinful than Jagai Madai? Their sins were so great. Sometimes we see, sometimes some criminals are punished. They are given dual lifetime imprisonment. Dual life imprisonment. They have only one life, but their criminal activities are so great, they are given dual life imprisonment. But still, when they are connected to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all their sinful activities are washed off. And therefore, another lecture, Maharaj is explaining that the whole concept of Vaishnavism, the Gaudiya concept is that when we judge people, in the management, one may have to take the role of Yamaraj to punish people. But the role of Yamaraj is very, very temporary. Only that circumstance, very little bit. But as the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should always play the role or the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, which he dealt with Jagai Madai. That is the eternal role played by the Vaishnavas. Sometime they may play the role of Yamaraj, but their real role, their real heart, is the heart of Nityananda Prabhu. And because they play the role of Nityananda Prabhu, their mercy, their attention is attracted to the most fallen. And therefore, if somebody is exhibiting that character, it is not his fault. It is his ornament. If you see someone most fallen and is trying to rectify himself, and some Vaishnavas are giving their mercy, one should not judge them wrongly. It is not that they are being loose, not acting rightly. Rather, it is the natural compassion. Even people criticize them, they will not stop bestowing their mercy, extending themselves to such people. And that is what Mahaprabhu's mercy is. And unless in the Vaishnava society, if this principle is not practiced, we will never go anywhere. Somebody made something wrong, yes, he should be punished, but that punishment is not eternal. Punishment is circumstantial, but the mercy factor is eternal because he's trying to rectify himself. And because Nityananda Prabhu played that part, he did not play the part of Balaram, he played the part of Nitai, not Balaram. And because he played the part of Nitai, therefore all of us, we are sitting. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, whom one of his godbrother called, is the Shaktavesh avatar, the empowered incarnation of Lord Nitai. Therefore, when he came to the Western world, it is natural to establish an institution, you require qualified people. We always give position to those who are qualified, those who can perform their work properly, efficient people. When Prabhupada came to the West, he was alone, nobody helped him. And when he came to the West in New York City, whom did he find? He did not find any qualified people. As Chandramouli Maharaj is explaining, Ravindra Swaraprabhu also explains, he says, Prabhupada got double dropouts. One is, they were dropouts of the regular culture of America. They were hippies. And from that, they became another dropouts. So such people, as Prabhupada called, they were not even first class, second class, third class, they were 10th class people. But the greatness of Srila Prabhupada, he took these people and he empowered them by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and this so-called 10th class people created miracles, which was not possible for the first class sannyasis of India. They could not spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beyond the boundaries of Bengal, Odisha and Bihar. Not beyond that. But Prabhupada took these people. And to glorify Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Krishna sent these people. to Srila Prabhupada. And he took them and he bestowed his mercy upon them. Unqualified for any spiritual practices, but he infused the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and they created miracles. And therefore in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he delivered one Jagai Madai and he glorified Lord Chaitanya. But he says, but by the mercy of Lord Nitai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are able to deliver hundreds and thousands of Jagai Madais. So therefore, when somebody walks into the temple, our old friends, having all kinds of background, it is not at all surprising. Because what is surprising is that we are still in devotional service, able to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Associate with devotees, practice Krishna consciousness, because that is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is not private property, but rather is public property. And because he is public property, he is giving himself to others, giving himself through his devotees. So therefore, this is the day for everyone with all kinds of bad background to feel great hope. The hope of Lord Nitai's mercy. Not to justify of their not practicing devotional service. And therefore it gives us greater responsibility. Like, you know, we were discussing, myself, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, about sometimes devotees, those initiated devotees, they take their vows lightly. And then we have two choices. Either to, you know, say, okay, no problem, however you are, it's okay. One choice we have like that. Or second, you reprimand them. Be heavy with them. Tell them the consequences. That this will ruin your spiritual life. It will take you to the hellish planets. You may become animal. You scare them. We have the two choices. But at the same time, we can't allow devotees just to live a life of sense gratification. Then we understand the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. We were discussing, when we take vows in the presence of the fire, in the presence of the deities, in the presence of the devotees, in the presence of the spiritual master, at the same time as we are taking the vows of protecting our commitment to Krishna and Guru, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya also take the commitment of our protection. And they never fail in their protection, even though we fail in protecting our vows. So just because of that, only that reason, one should be so careful not to break one's vows. Because it is guaranteed, because we have taken the path of Krishna consciousness, we will not go to hell. The hell is out of question for the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But greater than hell is creating pain in the heart of spiritual master and Krishna. That pain is so great. Therefore a devotee is very careful not to take his vows lightly. We don't want to become Christians. Because they know Jesus is their savior. As Prabhupada explained, they have given contract to Jesus Christ that you keep saving us and we keep sinning. What kind of devotee is that? This is not devotional service. So therefore we do not make, or the Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not make Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu or their spiritual master like the followers of the Christianity, the superficial Christian people. That you are our saviors, you will save us whatever we do and we will continue to do whatever we are doing. And because you are so great, we will save us. This is not the mood of the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnava. When they see the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, by seeing their magnanimity, how much they are doing for us and what we have to do, just little thing. Follow the four regulative principle. Chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And just appreciate devotees. Appreciate those devotees who are trying to save those who are most fallen, trying to extend their compassion. And by doing that, we are guaranteed of receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy. Not only guaranteed of receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy, guaranteed of empowerment to save other conditioned souls. And in this way, increase the number of the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who could save the fallen conditioned souls. And in this mood, of the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, knowing that we were Jagai Madais, we are still Jagai Madais, and we will remain Jagai Madais, only Nityananda Prabhu is so hopeful about our deliverance. Therefore, we are able to chant his name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Nityananda Trayodashi Mahamahostav ki. So at 10:30, we'll again have the festival in the afternoon with the bhajans. 11 o'clock Abhishek. And 11:30, Malati Mataji will give class on Nityananda Prabhu. And then 12:30 we will have the feast aarti in praise of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then prasad for everyone. And then again in the evening at 6:30 we'll have bhajan, aarti, and His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu will speak on the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. We will dance glorifying Lord Nithai. And then again take Nityananda Prabhu's Mahaprasad. Hare Krishna.